Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Welcome, everybody. Today I want to talk to you and have you meditate on giving. As I look around the room, I see a room full of big givers. And we need to validate our giving because it's one of the great joys we have when we express ourselves through a physical body. It's giving. It's way fun. So today I want all of us to meditate on all the many ways we give and what a joy giving it is for us and how when we stop giving, we get sick. So we want to keep the process going. And one of the things I hope to introduce to you today, if you haven't already figured it out, is that in your giving process, you need to include yourself. So take a nice deep breath. And for those of you who have joined us for the first time, I'll introduce you to some wonderful spiritual techniques that can help you tune into yourself and get to know you and heal yourself in a very easy, wonderful way. The first and most important gift that you can give yourself is grounding. And your grounding cord flows from the first chakra, which is lowest chakra in the body. And it flows through all the material world, through the chair and the floor and the earth, until that grounding cord moves from your body to the center of the earth. Go ahead and create that. You are spirit, and you are creating this connection between you, your body, and the earth. Your physical body is just your little teeny body, and the earth is your great big body that we all share. And when you ground your energy to these two ways of entering the world, you take control of your creativity. You are spirit. I honestly believe the greatest gift we can ever give to ourselves or anyone else is the knowledge that we are spirit. We're not the body. What an amazing change it makes in everything. How you see the world and how you operate within it. So, recognize yourself or meet yourself maybe for the first time by allowing that bright spark of light that is you, the spirit, to come to the top of your head and just stop there and vibrate there for a moment. Letting you, the spirit, know yourself and your body. And allowing your body to know you. What an amazing gift to yourself and to the world. Then let that brilliant spark of light that's you, that's part of God, come to a little above and behind your eyes, there in the center of your head. Take a nice deep breath. And as you enter the body, you can begin to truly understand the importance of grounding. Without grounding, when we bring this brilliance, this tremendous energy into the body, it can be disturbing. With grounding, it's a tremendous joy. So enhance your grounding and let your light shine in the center of your head. Now we're going to talk about and meditate on giving today. And I'd like to start by having us all tune into ourselves and see what a gift grounding is to you. I want you to tune in to how much you're giving yourself at this moment by grounding. If nothing else, you're giving to your nervous system because you're establishing a quiet, peaceful space. Tune into what you're giving to yourself when you, the spirit, come into the center of your head. Energy, life, light, affinity, power. Oh my gosh. The list of wonderful things that you give to your body and to yourself in the physical plane when you enter your head is endless. Giving. Now there are two things that I want us to be aware of in our meditations. One is that what we give ourselves, we give the world. And that we need to put ourselves on the top of the giving list. Everyone has been taught to put everything else first. This does not work. And I'll bet everybody in here knows that. Because you give out. Unless you are on the top of the list. When you give to yourself, you're like a bucket that's being filled with water. What happens when you put a hose in a bucket and it keeps getting filled up? It overflows and overflows and overflows and overflows, and everything all around it is watered. But what happens when you fill up a bucket and you turn the water off and then you empty the bucket little by little? Pretty soon that bucket's empty, isn't it? And I'll bet this is how you relate to giving. So I'd like for you to change some of your attitudes toward giving today by seeing that it's a constant flow in and a constant flow out. It's a circle. And when you give as much to yourself as you do to others, there's no empty bucket time. So enhance your grounding. And I'd like for you to use your grounding as a way to let go of lies about giving. I'm going to give you just a minute of silence to release lies about giving. And I'll probably throw in a lie or two just to help you if you aren't coming up with enough. Just let them go down your grounding cord. It's better to give than receive. Let go of the lies about giving. Oh, I have to give to survive. Oh, I give too much. Well, how much is too much? That's a lie once you start giving to yourself. Take some nice deep breaths and continue to let go of the lies about giving. Because I'm looking at a room full of givers who get great joy when giving. Now that you've let go of a few lies, let's give some more to ourselves. This is fun. Let that gold vibration appear just above your head, a nice bright gold sun. Let that gold energy flow into you and through you, giving to you and your body, healing you, energizing you, washing you clean. Wow, what a gift. Use your grounding to help stabilize your body as you raise your energy with this neutral, present time gold energy. Nice deep breath and experience the gift that you're receiving of gold energy, and be aware of what a gift this is to the world. As we in our little northwest corner bring in this energy and use these spiritual techniques, we affect the entire planet. As we sit quietly, we're giving to ourselves and others. Every time you sit at home and meditate, or come here and meditate, you're giving. Giving beyond your wildest dreams. I'm going to give you again another minute of silence to meditate on your relationship with giving. And anything you discover that you do not want, simply let it go down your grounding cord. You know, like all the strings you attach or the obligations you feel. Anything that keeps your giving from being joyous. Let the gold energy help you bring joy back into your giving. The sheer joy of giving with no strings attached, no obligations. You'll be amazed at what returns to you when your giving returns to a level of joy. After letting go of some of the disturbances around giving, I want you to take a moment and review all the giving you do. Do you cook for your family or clean up? Do you help around CDM with the children and the food? And do you run your energy for people and yourself? Are you happy? Yes. Happiness is one of the most wonderful gifts we can ever give anyone. I want you to review all your giving, and while you're doing that, let go of any disturbance about any of it. Oh, I give to my kids every time I give them a hug. Notice what comes to you every time you give with joy. More joy, more fun. You ever cook dinner for your family or your friends and you're in a grumpy mood and I just have to do this and I'm obligated to do it and how come I'm the one that always has to do everything? And everybody gets indigestion. And then there are those evenings, oh, I feel so happy and look, I've got these beautiful things to fix and I'm just so happy my friends are coming and our family's here and we're just going to have this lovely meal and I'm having great joy in giving. And everybody has a great time and no indigestion. Giving. How does your body feel when you hear the word giving? It's up to you to bring the joy back into giving. Maybe your body's saying, I'm exhausted. I can't give anymore. We've all been there. That's because you're not on the top of the list. Giving, one of the greatest gifts from God, is our ability to give. And as healers, which we have a room full of, if we don't give, we get ill. So meditate for a moment on you as a giver, a healer. Let go of the world's limits and get back to your spiritual perspective of giving. CDM can't exist without everyone's giving. So as you're meditating on your giving, meditate on your giving to CDM and allow the joy to come back. If it's gone away, bring it back. Make sure you're giving to your game out of your joy and your love, not out of obligation or believing you're doing someone a favor. By the way, anytime you believe you're doing someone a favor, you're not. So take a nice deep breath. And oh, and you're giving with CDM, because all of you give so much. Validate your giving to your game, your spiritual game. Now I want you to raise your sights a bit, get a little more spiritual perspective, and let yourself see what you, the Spirit, give to CDM. And if you're brand new, you just walked in today, see what your bright light brings to us. Let's focus not just on our physical gifts, but on the gift of our energy, the gift of our unique light. If your light is absent, we miss something. When your light is here, everyone here is enhanced by your giving. My friend Adele took 18 years off, you know, and she's back. And we're all blessed to have her light with us once again. Validate the gift of you as part of this organization. It doesn't matter where you are on the planet, in Hong Kong or Tibet, Everett or Seattle, Bellingham or Timbuktu. There is a place called Timbuktu. You are part of this group, and your light adds to the group. Validate that. Validate your presence as a gift. Now today I want us to talk to two different great souls. And these two souls are both amazing givers. Of course, every soul who's come to teach us about God and spiritual level is a great soul and an incredible giver. Whether it be Buddha or Lao Tzu or Jesus or Mary or any of them. But today I want to talk to both Jesus and Mary. Mary had kids. That's a lot of giving right there on a physical level. Not only that, she had to put up with Jesus, who you know was a difficult child. And she had to shift from being his mother to being his student. So let's start with talking with Mary. Say hello to her and get into present time with her. An incredibly beautiful, strong soul and an unbelievable giver. A giver of love and life, even to us today. I'm going to give you several minutes to meditate on giving and communicate with Mary. Ask Mary to give you a healing and let yourself receive this gift. Ask her to help you let go of anything you want to about giving. I'd recommend letting go of anything that keeps your giving from being joyous. Take a nice deep breath. I always like to ask Mary for a little advice about something. Go ahead. She's wonderful. She'll tell you exactly what she sees. So something that's troubling you or something you'd like to know about or some advice, just meditate on that for a moment and receive the gift from Mary. Let's all thank her for being such a strong, wonderful soul and giving us so much. Let her go from our awareness and allow all of ourselves to bring gold energy through the entire room and say hello to Jesus, another great soul who taught us so much and can be such a good friend. And again, I'd like for you to meditate on giving and talk to Jesus about giving. Jesus gave everything. The ultimate giving is to give everything you can and have to God. And this was done by this soul and has been done by a few others. Don't worry, you don't have to do that this lifetime. You allow yourself to get a spiritual perspective of giving from Jesus. So ask Jesus to help you let go of anything that is not yours associated with your giving and healing. Ask Jesus to validate you about all the things you give. A smile, a touch, a kind word, your grounding, healing yourself. Ask Jesus to help you extend your list of all that you give. And let's end our meditation with Jesus by thanking him for all that he's given us. The information from which we operate, grounding and centering and running energy and creating and exploding roses and all the wonderful spiritual techniques that we use. The roadmap of how to reawaken as spirit. The gift of coming into a body and doing it to show us how. How to be in a body and still be in communication with God. Wow. Thanks so much. There's no way for us to thank him enough other than continuing to give the gifts. Then let's let Jesus go from our awareness and do what we do best. So let's bring in more of that gold energy. Let it help us raise our vibration as a group and as individuals. Increase our grounding, and those of you who know how, please ground the room. And we'll spend the last 5 or 6 minutes in quiet communication with God. You're, of course, welcome to simply enjoy your communion without thought. And you're, of course, invited to focus on giving as you meditate with God. Take a nice deep breath. Start bringing your attention back to your body and the physical world. Thank God for all the amazing gifts that we continue to receive. Let yourself be aware of this world again. You might want to wiggle your foot or pat your knee. And as you go through the week, validate all that you give. And make sure you're at the top of the list. When you're ready, you can open your eyes, bend forward, and release some energy.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.